The Bombers got a win and made a statement Saturday night, routing Kindersley 8-0 and taking a 2-0 series lead. Flynn Flon got on the good foot barely a minute in, scoring for the second straight game on the team's first shot. Alexi Silvestre was sprung in on a rush, beat the defenders wide and went post in on Logan Falk, giving the Bombers a 1-0 lead barely a minute in. The Clippers tried to get their own offense established, but Pierce Yakimchuk, playing his first playoff game as a Bomber, helped break that up by lighting up former teammate Brock Muller with a hip check while he tried entering the zone. The Maroon and White got on the board again moments later on one of the nastiest Whitney Forum bounces the rink has seen all season. While killing a penalty, Luke Lepper dumped the puck down and it bounced off a crack in the boards near the door to Kindersley's dressing room, handcuffing Falk and jumping the puck into the slot. Keith Gruner jumped on that puck and Falk fell trying to reach it, giving Gruner a wide-open net and one of the easiest goals he'll ever score. 2-0 Flynn Flon, less than 5 minutes in. The hits just kept coming for Flynn Flon, as the team got a power play and extended the lead to 3, as Silvestre got the last touch on a chaotic scrum in front of Falk, knocking the puck in through his legs. Near the end of the frame, Silvestre completed the first period hat-trick, catching a rebound near the net and knocking it past Falk, making it 4-0 and chasing Falk from the game. Tempers started running high for the Clippers as the first period ran down, with a couple of players seeking dance partners unsuccessfully, but the Bombers ended the second up 4 goals. The Clippers would never get any closer than that. In the second, the Bombers got another power play marker thanks to Jacob Vaucler, who corralled a loose puck and zoomed it right past Cody Jaman glove side. Yet another goal came courtesy of Kylan Olofsson, who was able to get control of the puck near Jaman and flipped it over him, with almost no resistance from the Clippers' defense. Heading into the third, pressure continued to build between the Bombers and Clippers, culminating in a fight between Dawson Carroll and the Clippers' John Vanden Elzen, who has a couple of inches and about 15 pounds on Carroll according to league data, got the takedown and the judge's decision, with both players sent to their respective rooms. More rough stuff came 7 minutes into the third, when Flynn Flon and Kindersley started a near-line brawl in the corner after Perlinger and Noah Hoole exchanged pleasantries. Perlinger tripped Hoole and earned a penalty for it, leading to Hoole taking down Perlinger, both players' teammates coming in and everybody grabbing a dance partner to do see do. By the time the dust settled, 3 players on each team got 10-minute misconducts: Jerome Gilbert, Hoole and Tyson Smith for Flynn Flon, Nathan DeGraves, Perlinger and Cale Taylor for the visitors, and the game rolled along. Russ Demo got his name on the penalty sheet for knocking Vaucler into the boards hard from behind, sending the American sniper into the boards head first. Demo got 2 minutes and Vaucler got up from the hit, then scored a goal to make it an even touchdown for the Bombers, popping a puck over Jaman's shoulder in close. Finally, with Demo in the box again, Anthony Back sent Bomber fans home with a nightcap, blasting a slapshot from the point past Jaman's glove side, making it 8-0. Flynn Flon almost got a 9th on a few chances late, including an Olofsson shot that bunked the post and a possible hat-trick missile from Vaucler that went wide, but no further goals or hijinks took place. The Bombers would take their 2nd consecutive shutout win over the Clippers in as many nights and send the series to Kindersley up 2-0. Harmon Laser Hume faced 27 shots and stopped them all, including some prime chances, earning his 2nd straight shutout over the Clippers. Falk made 12 saves on 16 shots and was stuck with the loss, while Jaman made 25 saves in relief. Laser Hume has now not given up a goal in 120-32 of ice time, going back to the last game of the regular season, and has a playoff shutout streak of 134-56 going back to last year's finals. Elsewhere in the league, the SJHL's top 4 teams have held serve through the first weekend, with Melfort, Humboldt and Battlefords each winning both their first 2 games. The Bombers will play games 3 and 4 in Kindersley March 26 and 27. If needed, the Bombers will host a potential Game 5 at the Whitney Forum next Friday.